Lately, I have been reading Amanda Palmer's book, The Art of Asking. If you don't know her, Amanda Palmer is a performance artist and the co-founder of a punk rock cabaret duo named the Dresden Dolls. In 2014, she published a book that was part memoir, part manifesto about the artistic process, and part meditation on the path of a young woman seeking life as a professional artist. And she talks a lot about finding not only her footing, but also her voice as a person with a passion to create and share her work. And the more I read the book, the more I was struck by how much what she described reminded me of another young woman who found her voice as a poet, Emma Lazarus. Though their lives are separated by a century, their journeys are eerily similar, perhaps confirming that not much has changed. Though comparing a punk rock lyricist to a 19th century poet might be surprising, what are song lyrics if they are not poetry? Both women were born in major cities in the Northeast and grew up writing from a young age. Both were well-educated, Palmer with a degree from Wesleyan, and Lazarus was proficient not only in English, but also German, Italian, and French. In her book, Palmer recounts that moment when the front man of a band that she idolized heard her demo tape and took the time to seek her out and encourage her to continue with music and writing, telling her that she had talent worth developing. Lazarus had the same meeting, but it was with Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it changed her life. She dedicated her second book to him after staying as a guest in his home. Both women produced a large body of work, though neither are quite a household name. In addition to her book, Palmer has recorded music as a solo artist and with numerous collaborators. Lazarus wrote vast quantities of poetry and essays, two plays, and translated work from German. But her most lasting fame did not come until after her death. Both women made a living with their work. Both were vocal supporters of causes they believe in. Both supported the work of other artists contributing to the artistic and cultural conversation. And both have an odd connection with statues. Palmer worked as a living statue in Harvard Square for many years, and Lazarus supported the vision of another artist to create a sculpture that would become one of the most recognizable female faces in the world. In 1883, Emma Lazarus wrote a sonnet that she donated to a benefit auction for the Art Loan Fund exhibition in aid of the Bartoli Pedestal Fund for the Statue of Liberty. 16 years after her death, the sonnet, titled The New Colossus, would become part of a permanent art installation in New York Harbor. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here, at our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her wild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.